This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we speak a lot about burnout, but our hospital systems are really getting burnt. And we have another study saying that less than half of nurses are quote-unquote fully engaged when they are on the job working with patients. Now, I know people have been freaking out about what's happening, you know, in all sectors. If somebody's dropping the ball, not paying attention at a formula factory or when they're at a food manufacturing plant. But if you have a nurse that's unengaged, that could be very, very frightening. And we have been predicting this for a while because nurses have been treated like crap. Nurses are, of course, getting burned out. Now look at what we did with the vaccine mandate. We fired these nurses who busted their butts during the pandemic when everybody else got to work from home, and then we fired their best friends and their coworkers if they didn't take a vaccine, even though they wanted to show their immunity. Nurses get crapped on all the time, and eventually we're not going to have them. And you don't have a nurse by your side, you're in trouble. So this study is an interesting one, and it basically echoes what has been going on for a while. They say less than half of U.S. nurses say they are, quote-unquote, fully engaged while on the job. 14% say they are unengaged, meaning working robotically. This is according to the 2023 National Nursing Engagement Report from the Nebraska Market Research Company. Now, it was a small study, only looked at about 2,000 RNs from 37 hospitals, and they gave questions to nurses about their quality indicators in terms of their burnout, retention, and they were looking at the fundamentals of quality nursing care, their autonomy, such that if a nurse wanted to do something, were they listened to, or did the doctor blow them off, or the nursing manager blow them off? Was there teamwork and collaboration? Was there enough resources? Was there enough staff? How were interpersonal relationships? How was the leadership access? Was leadership responsive to you? Professional development. And fully engaged nurses are defined as those being emotionally and intellectually connected to their hospitals. And they positively influence patient care. But you have others that they're getting disengaged. And so with any job or with any employee, you have disengaged employees, that's going to hurt. And I've always said the nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. Don't screw with them. Don't mess with them. Give them what they need. You know, as a physician, you might round on patients. You might see a patient. It used to be you saw them a few times a day. Now I hear doctors might only come in a couple times, if at all, a week. And it's the nurses that are there for hours on end with these patients. And so what gets a nurse to care? Well, nurses innately have that love of people. They have that altruistic nature, that unselfish nature. But they can only take so much. So when you have patients that are grabbing at you, or patients who are cussing at you, or you have coworkers that are toxic, after a while, you know, they need to look at their, you know, what's driving them. And that drive might be, you know what, I want to be back home with my family. Or that drive is, I'm going to go on vacation soon. Or I'm getting a paycheck. When their drive used to be, I can't wait to see this patient again. Now, I didn't have to round on patients. I didn't have to see patients. I had a busy practice. But there were patients I really wanted to see, and I would make it to the hospital early just so I could see them. Nurses have that. I know people think that's fake. No, nurses do really care about patients. Are some patients a pain in the ass? Yeah, absolutely. But this disengagement is not just exclusive to the nursing industry. It's the doctor industry. It's in labor. It's in marketing. We are seeing this, you know, don't you really, really care? You know, don't you want the patients happy? I saw it in my practice. You know, when somebody would lie about the referrals and making sure all the abnormal mammograms and things like that got, you know, addressed and sent to where they needed to be, and they lied about that, and I would end up having to do it myself. I asked them, I go, look, you know, don't you care if that patient's going to die? And I don't want to make you feel guilty, but that's why I do it. I don't want somebody to die. So if they come in as a new patient, they think something's wrong, we find that something's wrong, doesn't that make you want to get that person some help? Why would you shuffle it under other, I mean, the behavior I had witnessed with some of the staff was just atrocious. And it's because they were unengaged. So how do you get them to engage? Well, you can't get everybody to care. If they don't have that innate, you know, don't go into healthcare, don't go into construction, don't go into plumbing, or don't go into any of these businesses if you don't care about what you're going into. Okay, you know, don't do it just for a paycheck. But if you do find out that you have it's same poop, different day, you're in one hospital, they don't support you, they don't care, they don't appreciate you, and they expect you to do miracles with no staff, now you got to work with them, and if they don't want to work with you, you leave. They don't deserve you, because these patients are the ones that are going to get in trouble. These patients are the ones that are going to suffer. And I don't know how many times I've had patients tell me, do not put DNR on my chart, because if I put DNR, I hear staff will be like, you know what? Okay, good. That one's a DNR. Whew. We don't have to worry about that one. Let's go over here. Now, DNR is not supposed to be on the chart anymore like it used to be. DNR means do not resuscitate, and that is for somebody who is, depending on how they write it out in terms of their advanced directives, somebody who is, you know, let's say, already in a coma, on life support, has been there for a certain period of time, or shall we say before the life support is started. If somebody says, look, if I am going to die, let me die. Don't resuscitate me from death. But many patients fear that that is going to be an excuse for somebody to, like during COVID, okay, you know what, they're gone, we'll just triage them out. And no, your nurses don't do that, but this is the impression people are getting, that staff is not going to care, and if you give them any reason to not, you're going to die. So hospitals, medical centers, do a flipping better job, because these nurses deserve more, and these patients deserve more. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's this story I was told that was supposed to be a true story. I can't confirm it. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's true. But I'm not saying it's true. It's a story I heard. And it would make a lot of sense. But I'll tell you why I'm telling that story. So, and maybe you guys have heard this, and maybe you can verify it a little better than I can, but I've heard this a few times, where the White House needed to repaint, and so they got some bids, and they asked a company from China what would it cost. I'm not sure why they would go to China. That's why I'm a little confused by the story, but this is how the story goes. They asked a Chinese firm, or not a company in China, but a Chinese firm, what would they charge? And they said it would charge $3 million to paint the White House. They then asked another company, which was UK-based. And they charged $7 million. Then they got a bid from another company. This company was allegedly from Pakistan. Again, I don't know if the story is true. You guys might know more. I'm sure you've heard it also. And the Pakistan company was going to charge them $10 million to paint the White House again. Even though I've seen resources that say it costs about $85,000 to paint the White House. But anyway. So the contract negotiators asked China, okay, why are you charging us $3 million? They said, well, $1 million for paint, $1 million for labor, and $1 million for profit. And then they asked the UK company, why $7 million? Why are you charging us $7 million? $2 million for paint, $2 million for labor, $1 million for profit. Then they go to the Pakistan company, and they go, why are you charging $10 million? Well, $3 million for you to give us the contract, $3 million for us, and the rest to pay for China to do the job. Because they're only charging $3 million. Now, I don't know if that's just a, you know, a joke, satire, or if it really is from a leaked email of something that happened when they were bidding. Apparently, they went for the third in this story. They went for Pakistan to paint because they got money out of it. But I bring this up because we really don't have a lot of transparency when it comes to government. And we've been bringing up a lot of topics today, like nurse disengagement, you know, issues with labor. We got the government shutdown looming. And a lot of this problem could be solved with transparency. If a taxpayer thinks that their money is going into somebody's pockets, I don't want to name a particular senator, but cash and gold bars found in their house. Or if they think they're allegedly, or they think their tax dollars are going for all these trips that our politicians are taking, or going for on their private jets. Okay. Or and then when we're told that the rainy day fund is running out, or there's no money for this, we're going to have to raise taxes. Or like the FDA had said years before the COVID pandemic, you know, the reason why we have all these foodborne illnesses is we don't have enough staff. Don't you guys have, I thought, how many more extra staff do you need? And so, when people distrust the government, it's because they think something's happening with the money. We had distrust of the government when it came to COVID. We had asked, hey guys, when you said that we are having thousands upon thousands of COVID deaths, right? Can we see the data? No, just take our word for it. No. No, we'd like to see the data. Well, what kind of data? Well, how many of these people were perfectly healthy, got the virus, and then the virus consumed them, a real COVID death? How many of them went into the hospital because they got sick with heart disease, pneumonia, that might have been triggered by COVID? That could be another column on a spreadsheet. How many of them went to the hospital for a car accident? For an appendicitis rupture, for sepsis. But lo and behold, they also tested positive for COVID and died. That in another column. Pretty easy to do. This way we get a little better accurate number. No, not a lot of transparency. In fact, I'm seeing some of the data of VAERS harder to find now. VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Used to be able to go right up and be able to see how many deaths have been reported, you know, from the vaccine. That number is gone. Right now, they took that out and they say reports of deaths, multiple factors contribute. People receiving COVID-19 vaccines are less likely to die from COVID-19. Its complications are at no greater risk of death from non-COVID causes than unvaccinated people. But the numbers are gone. They used to have a number right here on this page. So when you start to see lack of transparency, it bothers you. You know, one thing I had done with my staff is I let them see the money coming in. Last thing I wanted them to think is I was playing golf. And I did that because one of them said, you know, doctor, you're here before we get here and you're here after we leave. Most doctors, all the other doctors I worked with would come late and leave early. And I go, well, it's because I have this. This is what I'm working on. This is what I'm working on. But like, don't you play golf? I go, no, I don't play golf. You want to see why? And I showed them the money coming in. We'd even laugh about it. We'd get a 23-cent check. We'd get a 5-cent check. We'd get a $2.42 check. I showed them that. I go, you see, guys, when you throw this stuff away that is, you know, when it wasn't used because you just decided, you know what, I'll just throw it all away and it wasn't expired. This costs money. This is what these things cost. They're $200 a pop from the medical supply store. And I didn't do it to be mad. I go, I just want you guys to see what we're paying. And what when you actually educate the staff on what, you know, you're dealing with, it really put and it really added to retention. I had people in our office for years because they understood. They saw the mail. I wasn't hiding anything from them. They saw the money that was coming in. They saw it. So, you know, this isn't something that, you know, we're just telling you guys to work and we're lying to you about what you deserve. No, we're showing exactly how we make it work. So, you know, I know that story with the paint. I can't verify that. But there has been an ongoing joke that hammers cost hundreds of dollars. These things cost so much money. And in the government, and even in hospitals too, but in the government especially, and that the money is given and spent without there being a lot of thought to it. And I get very, very nervous about that because more people are asking that this country be run more like a company. Some don't. They go, oh gosh, now you're going to have corporate toxicity. But in a company, one, you need to make sure that you don't have flooding, you don't have security issues where people are coming in, right? That could be, you know, overusing what your company has in terms of resources. Hence, you might need a better border. You might need, you know, to streamline who keeps coming in and out of the building, shall we say. You want the building to have security and people feel safe. Right now, people don't feel safe in their own cities. You want to know that people are feeling valued and that there's, if they signed up for the American way, freedom, freedom of speech, rights, that they aren't going to get fired for not wanting to get a vaccine. You want to know that that company is being run right. If not, you're going to lose people or the building's going to just end up vacating or falling apart. So there's a certain process that needs to be done. And I think the government has been getting away with a lot of BS. You know, and when you see the billions and billions of dollars that went to Obamacare, and I as a doctor didn't see Obamacare money because insurance companies said, sorry, patient has high deductible. So when people say, oh yeah, doctors made it rich on Obamacare, I didn't. I had to close the practice down. No money was coming in. So where did that money go? Went to the insurance companies. And who else? It went to these websites. They spent millions upon millions on websites and, you know, hiring people to, oh, we'll help you sign up for Obamacare and all these commercials. Did it really help the patients? The patients had high deductibles. Some patients, yeah, they might have had some subsidies, but many patients told me their insurance still went up pre-Obamacare. So where's all that money being spent? All that money funding it? So we need more transparency. Whether it's what you spent painting the White House or, you know, or what taxpayers are paying for their own health care. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. With the clock ticking, President Biden urging Congress to swiftly pass funding legislation to avert a month-end shutdown. The last three government shutdowns combined cost taxpayers nearly $4 billion, including over $300 million in administrative fees for extra work, lost revenue, and late fees on interest payments. President Biden joining the picket lines alongside United Auto Workers members in Michigan later today. Union members striking against the big three automakers, calling for higher wages and job protections. The new COVID shot rollout is running into some snafus, with reports of a number of people complaining that they can't get their insurance companies to cover the cost. The Department of Health and Human Services says it's on it. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know many of us have seen the videos of crime being done in broad daylight, people carjacking, entering your garage to take your car, pulling you out of the car, smacking you and beating you up on the street to take your backpack. And it's a shame because, you know, I've been encouraging, ever since the dawn of time, you know, walk more, get out there, walk more, you know, get some sun, walk, you know, people in New York get to walk to work and maybe walk to the station, so they get a lot more activity, they seem to be in better shape, but it's unfortunate that these crimes, you know, go after people who are vulnerable. If you're walking by yourself, you I'm sure many of you saw that video from Chicago. Somebody with a backpack just was walking, and somebody decides to chase him down and beat him mercilessly, and then take his backpack. It's a scary time. But what has even added to the fright are these kids getting abducted. And I saw a headline that really shocked me, that 50 children have gone missing in Cleveland in September alone. Over 1,000 have vanished this year. Excuse me. And you really start to wonder. It's a lot of kids. Last year, 1,600 kids were reporting missing in Ohio State. And Ohio has 11 million people. In Georgia and North Carolina, they had maybe 700, or less than 700. Still a lot. But what is going on in Ohio, let alone Cleveland? They say the number of missing and runaway children in Ohio for 2023 is nearly double of states with similar populations. Parents and police are pretty panicked. Is it teenagers are running away, or are they getting abducted and trafficked? They say this month alone, 45 children have been reported missing in the Cleveland area. That brings the number to 1,072 since the start of the year. Now, they say the majority have since returned home or been accounted for. It is still a large number. And what's going on here? In 2022, Ohio had nearly double the number of runaways than states like Georgia, North Carolina, Illinois, all of which have populations between 10 million and 12 million. Now, I come from a family where everybody wanted to run away. One did. I moved out when I was 18. Folks kind of snuck into my place I was living, brought everything back. And then I did have to run away. So I kind of know what it feels like. You have to wait for an opportunity, have some help. It was pretty stressful trying to leave and run away. It's just, I had to get my father, rest in peace. I love my mom, but when I was younger, I wanted to run away. And I couldn't do it till after I moved out, and I moved out, and then they brought me back somehow, took my keys, and then I had to run away. And it's scary because, you know, for me as an adult, I had at least a place to go. I was working at a Jack in the Box. I was able to find a friend. I could crash on a person's couch. But you have a lot of individuals, young kids, that are not able to work, drive, and they could, unfortunately, go to the arms of somebody that could turn around and traffic them or kill them. Newber Heights Police Chief John Majoy said earlier this year that cases of missing children between the ages of 12 and 17 remained unusually high. Whether they're being trafficked or whether they're involved in gang activity or drugs, not sure. Cherise Snowden, 15-year-old son, being reported by Daily Mail, Kashawn is missing, said yesterday at a community search for him, "It's been over 40 days without my child. I just want him back home. I miss my child every day. I am worried. I don't know if he's eating or sleeping. I want him back home." And Majoy, police chief, said there's not enough police officers in the streets to do this as law enforcement. "The public is our greatest asset. We can't do this without the public." So they listed a bunch of children, 14-year-old Gideon Hefner, Cameron, Nicole Golias, 17 years old, last seen in Akron, Ohio, still remains missing. It really does take the public. I can't tell you how many times we've had stories where somebody saw a child in a car who gave a hand signal or a sign that said help, and then they were able to call police and get that, you know, car hunted down by the police, and then that person saved. But and you do have runaways. You do have people that just, he said that even the police chief said, you know, a lot of them are runaways and not necessarily abduction. But teenagers, as he said and I said, are naive when it comes to predators. They could be wolves in sheep's clothing. Somebody could say, "Come here, we'll take care of you, we'll feed you," and then it turns into a very bad situation. And they say many missing children don't make the news because there's usually no Amber Alert. Amber Alerts you know, there's strict criteria. Police have to have reasonable belief that there was an abduction and that a child is in imminent danger of serious bodily injury or death. So possible runaways or kids joining gangs or kids wanting to run off to be with a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever might not make Amber Alerts, because there's a priority. And the Amber Alerts have to be those that will that will take precedence, because these are kids that could be abducted and killed at any moment. So it is scary, and I, you know, we have to watch our kids. And I, you know, it's I kind of grew up where you could play in the neighborhood, play in the apartment. I mean, I knew my parents would give me a whooping if they didn't know where I was, so I was very specific where I was. You know, and I couldn't go past certain lines. If I did, my foot would be chopped off. I mean, honestly, they threatened everything. So I had, but I was still able to run around, but I wasn't allowed to go into another person's apartment. I was able to hang out. I remember, I don't know why we were hanging out in the apartment laundry room. I don't know. We just would talking about stuff. But, you know, when you're kids, you're outside, you're playing, you're doing things, you can't always be watching your kids all the time. And unfortunately, there are predators that are watching you. You know, when you see these crime videos of people getting carjacked or getting mugged or robbed or beaten, I mean, you see the person there for a while, like hunting them. And you're watching the video going, how did that person not notice them? And we're being Monday morning quarterback watching this. Now, that I guess this was a kid in New York City in the 1970s, Eton Patz. He was a child that mom always would walk him to school. And he was a big boy one day and said, Mom, I want to do it myself. And apparently there was a predator that was watching for weeks. And the day that kid walked to school by himself was the day that predator picked him up. And I think he killed him. So we forget that we're being hunted. We forget, and then kids, it's very common for them to want to run away. You're very naive as a parent to think that your kids, you know, always want to be with you. And trust me, even me, and I think I'm like the coolest parent, I'm pretty sure my kids at one point said, you know what, being in my own place would be kind of nice. Living with friends would be really, really cool. Because then mom can't, you know, give me chores to do or take things away. You know, so you need to, as a family member, be aware of it. And if your aunt, uncle, your grandma, grandpa, be there for that child to talk to. And what you also need to do if your aunt, uncle, or grandparents is talk to the parents and say, look, you know, in case your child is thinking about running away, but they're afraid that you're going to beat them for bringing it up or whatever, you know, if you think your child is at that point, send them to us. At least they'll have a safe place to go. Give them, well, I don't want them living with you. I don't want them living with you. But, you know, if there's that risk of that child running away or going off to a friend or predator or possibly being trafficked or killed, it's much better to go to a family member. So kind of just be aware that kids aren't always happy at home. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's been reports that Joe Biden slipped again or tripped again. He's okay. He didn't necessarily trip or fall. As he was coming downstairs, I think earlier today, coming down Air Force Ones, maybe a little bit of a, slip, not the biggest deal. He caught himself. I honestly, and I'm not saying this to defend him, but if somebody caught me on camera every time I was going up and down the stairs It would be pretty frightening. I really think for presidents, they got to stop doing that, seeing the president come down the stairs. Look at what happened to Gerald Ford. Saturday Night Live never let up on that, and he still is known for falling down some wet stairs in the rain. But the, you know, conversation still kind of persists of, you know, his physical health and especially his mental health. I think the bigger headline is what happened when he was introducing LL Cool J, and then he messed that up, and that was a big flub. I'm not going to go through what he did there, but it was he's struggling. And whether it's seeing him walk or talk, you know, you need to walk the walk, you need to talk the talk, and he's struggling with both. And they say that his team is helping him using you know, different shoes to make them maybe a little bit more sturdy. I think he was using the lower stairs, not the higher, fancier ones off Air Force One. He used a smaller amount of stairs to exit the presidential plane in Michigan to meet with auto workers. And then close to the bottom, you saw a little bit of a heel slip. I do worry about one of his legs because it appeared that when he did fall that first time, it looked like he had lost muscle tone. It wasn't that he lost balance. It looks like he expected the leg to do something and it didn't. And to me, that's a little, you know, more conspicuous or a little bit more suggestive or suspicious for possible TIA, transient ischemic attack, or mini stroke, or something going on with you know, his ability to trust that limb and to have that limb do what it needed to. But stairs are tricky. And luckily he didn't fall. I mean, somebody could say, well, at least he didn't fall when anybody else would. But it's more about what he says. That's the problem I have. And I still am fixated on when he was doing a press conference in Vietnam saying, I have to go to bed. It's obvious that he is not necessarily there for the 24/7. I'm up all night. I'm with you. I'm being told what to do, and I got to go to bed. So polls are now showing Trump leading in a head-to-head match, and they're showing that, you know, people are a little bit more, I guess, concerned with Biden's health. Kamala didn't poll that well. There was apparently a poll looking at Kamala Harris. And Daily Mail had conducted this poll. And they had said that she was, or they had, based on her results, said she was the, quote, worst vice president in 40 years. And so that was kind of interesting. And the words used to describe her were incompetent, idiot, weak, useless, strong. Strong was there. Joke, horrible, bad, smart. Smart was there. Unqualified. This is kind of rough. I hope she doesn't look at this. This is pretty rough. But she was looked upon as worse than Mike Pence, Dick Cheney, Dan Quayle, Joe Biden, George H.W. Bush, VP to Ronald Reagan, Al Gore. And then some people just said they didn't know. Now, this was only 1,000 people surveyed, and they were looking at if Biden should swap out his running mate, and a poll of 1,000 likely voters was conducted by JL Partners, carries a margin of error of 31 points, but the results basically show that she's not very popular. And again, I always like to look at both sides. In Kamala Harris's defense, you know, if you gave me the border and said, Dr. Dahlia, I'm going to have you manage the border, I would have the next day, or that day, flown out, went to border agents, said, guys, you tell me what you need. You give me the list, and I get you what you need. Okay, you want the wall? You want this? You're the ones working here. What is the situation? And then I wouldn't go to just one place. I'd go to all the sectors, because what Arizona's dealing with is different than New Mexico, than California, than Florida, than Texas. All right, what do you guys need? How can I help? All right, this has got to get done. And do you really see the Biden administration allowing her to do that? That's why I can never be vice president, because they wouldn't let me do, they don't want me overshadowing. Not that I would be trying to overshadow. It's just, you give me a job to do, I'm going to get it done. But don't give me a job in name, on paper, that I can't actually do and fix. So, you know, maybe Kamala Harris has some competency. Maybe she can get stuff done. It's just, you are not allowed to outshine your president. And so if he doesn't want a wall, if he doesn't want to change the border, if he wants people coming in, she's going to look inept. So in her defense, she got stuck with a crappy job. My issue with Kamala Harris was when she lost in the Democratic primary, rather than Joe Biden saying, look, I'm going to pick for my vice president the best person for the job, the most qualified. Instead, President Biden said, I'm going to pick a woman. Well, me and a lot of women groaned because it's like, okay, now you just made us look bad. Now you just put us back 40 years. You should have said you're going to pick the best person, and it ended up being a woman. But once you basically said, I'm only going to pick a woman, and then you had to basically filter out all the applications, narrow down the stack to just us who are women, that's kind of insulting. And then he picks the one that was kicked out of the primary, one of the first. I think a lot of individuals do not necessarily have a lot of faith in who our current vice president is. But when you look at where this next election would go to, would be like, I mean, if it really is going to be a Biden-Harris ticket, I think Republicans should be pretty happy. I think then this would be a shoo-in for the GOP. But if they do swap out Biden and swap out Harris, who are they going to pick? Are they going to pick Newsom? Are they going to pick Michelle Obama? Who are they going to use? Now, Newsom is popular, very popular among Californians. But the rest of the country isn't really happy about California. Same thing with DeSantis. DeSantis is really, really popular, especially with Floridians. But a lot of people, not liking him. So, you could be a really, really successful governor, for your constituents, but that doesn't translate to the other 49 states, and territories wanting you. So it's interesting to see here we are almost, 13 months away from the next election. Oh, gosh, I'm not ready for another election year. And Democrats are in trouble. If they dump Biden, then that means they're admitting failure. If they keep Biden with his gaffes and his it's sad. It really is sad. I don't want to make fun of him. But, if he can't even introduce LL Cool J or honor, the right caucus at the right time and honor people and he's forgetting names of his staff, our enemies are watching this. And I know somebody else is probably running the country. But the enemies are thinking that we're really weak. And we are in a state of weakness. If we can't even control our border, and we can't control crime, and we can't control the economy. So we need people in there that look like they are going to, be in control. Now, I don't know if Newsom can portray that, because California is a mess when it comes to crime, when it comes to issues going on in schools, and their taxes. So, who on the Democratic side could really, really make things work? And who could be a big draw? Well, it'll be interesting to see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.